So at the completion of her chemotherapy, I guess you're going to start hormone therapy.
Yes, we plan to use tamoxifen since she's premenopausal. She still is having periods. Even if she stops having periods, I feel that many of these women will still have ovarian function, will continue to make estrogen and need to be treated with tamoxifen rather than an aromatase inhibitor.
Can you talk a little bit about where we are right now with adjuvant hormonal therapy?
Well, hormonal therapy is clearly effective in all age groups. We used to initially think it was mostly for older patients, and over the years, what we've come to realize, it's really what matters is the hormone receptor content. So clearly, ER or PR positivity indicates a possibility of risk reduction, and we now know that the optimum duration is 5 years, and that gives you around a 40% reduction, and that is seen in all age groups. The use of tamoxifen, which has been the gold standard, continues to be so. For postmenopausal women, however, the aromatase inhibitors are showing a marginal advantage, and that's anywhere from a 20% to 40% additional reduction. But what it translates to in terms of absolute numbers is really somewhere between a 2% to 5% improvement in the recurrence-free outcome over the next 4 to 5 years.
So in the postmenopausal patient, generally, what's your first hormonal therapy?
So I typically will start someone off with an aromatase inhibitor. I tend to use anastrozole as the drug of choice, but I think that the other two aromatase inhibitors, exemestane and letrozole, are all in the same league. There are some that believe that patients should get a couple of years of tamoxifen first and then switch over to an aromatase inhibitor because that strategy has also been shown to improve outcome. In fact, the numbers are a little bit bigger. But the reason that the numbers are a little higher in these types of studies is that these patients get randomized after they've been on tamoxifen for a couple of years, and the few patients that have recurred in that time wouldn't, of course, have been eligible for this study, and that actually can change the numbers. If you will, it enriches for the hormone-sensitive population. So at this point in time, I think the data supports all three of the aromatase inhibitors roughly equally in providing these benefits.